An attack at dawn, sending many people in the city of Sivare from their sleep into a panic. These explosions are part of what Mali's military say was a sophisticated attack on the main airport in the region of Mopti. A suicide car bomb was used in the assault, but shells also landed on people's homes in the city center. People here tried to pull out survivors from under the rubble. The man filming on his cell phone says 20 people from one family were trapped here. All are dead now. After several hours of heavy fighting, UN peacekeeping soldiers from Senegal repelled the attackers trying to capture the airport. Shells landed on a camp housing Russian fighters from the Wagner Group. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but it has the hallmarks of armed groups linked to ISIL that are active in the region and to the Al-Qaeda affiliate Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, also known as JNIM.
Everything is pointing toward the JNIM group because this is the type of attack they would do. And they have been clear over the past few months that they will not tolerate the presence of Russians among the Malians. Official narrative around the Russian presence in Mali has so far been that they are bringing training. But more and more reports are coming out that are saying and that the Russian fighters are actually at the battlefront.
The military says its troops are combing the city looking for enemy combatants. But some people are taking justice into their own hands. This man is a suspected attacker and appears to have his hands and feet tied. They ask him, "Where are you fleeing? Where are the others?" This was supposed to be a day for people to celebrate the Muslim festivities of Eid. Instead, it's a day of bloodshed. The governor of Sivare says blood donations are needed urgently. Hospitals are overwhelmed by casualties, and the people of Sivare are trying to make sense of the violence and continuing to look for survivors under the rubble. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.